say bon tardi, that's as much as I know. But I want to say thank you again for having us here. We're thrilled to join us for our celebration of our 21st annual Soul Beach Music Festival. That's the 21st annual Soul Beach Music Festival. You know, this is really a testament to the government of Aruba, to ATA, to all the local companies that worked with us, the hotels, and most of all to the Aruban people. To do anything for 21 years is an accomplishment. I mean, it is my longest relationship. Soul Beach has now grown from a small event on the beach to taking over the port and spreading throughout the whole island. And I just want to give you a round of applause for all the work the media here has done in supporting it and all the companies that are here. Thank you. You guys have been excellent hosts, and now, you know, you can tell from the way that people act when they come to the island, they think they're part of your family. So all of our people from Soul Beach back home, they are now, I guess, unofficial Rubens. So thank you again for allowing us to be part of the Ruben family. I mean, we started this here in 2003. 2001, we began in Miami. We moved to Aruba in 2003. You know, we were committed to grow the festival according to what Aruba Tourism Authority really wanted. So a lot of festivals are designed based on just music festivals and, you know, coming together to do a concert. It really was a team of how do we market the island to, at that time, it was a small niche market that was an African-American traveler in the U.S. that had not, you know, been as big of a percentage of the travel to Aruba. So we set our goal at not only getting people to travel to Aruba, but then, okay, how do we get them to stay for more than just 2 days of a concert? And then we set our goals to, okay, how do we get them to not only stay 2 days and travel to Aruba, but how do we get them to travel to different parts of the island? So the goal was to expand it so it included more of the island and more than just a music festival that sits in maybe one park from 12 to 2 in the morning and not spread the business all over the island. So people had to learn how to use, you know, the map at that time, you know, the taxi cabs, everything to learn the way around the island just to find the next event. So we're still going after those goals and we've expanded them now to include things that ATA has hoped for the future.